And I don't want anybody to miss it. I don't want you to miss it. I want you to have this favor on your life. And God will blow you up. And I'm not talking about you being some popular person that everybody wants to be around. I'm just talking about the fact that you will have God's favor on your life, and it will be manifested in ways that you cannot believe.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of The Benefits of Favor. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of The Benefits of Favor.
The Bible says that he was, in Philippians 2, that he was exalted and given a name that was above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But there was the cross before there was the exaltation. Don't despise your test. Don't despise your test. Pass your test. Oh, the Lord just gave that to me. So I need to write that down so I'll remember it. Don't despise your test. Pass your test. That's straight from the Holy Spirit. You can come up here. I didn't have that in my notes. That's not in my notes, no. Don't despise your test. Pass your test. And as you pass your test, God will bless you with promotion. Well, the second thing, let me move quickly. The second thing that you will receive as a result of having the favor of God on your life. And favor comes again by reverence, righteousness, and release. That's the three ways that favor comes, all right? As you do that, God will prosper you. Now, again, I'm not talking about in the sense that you'll have houses and land. I'm not talking about in the sense that you'll have a fat bankroll. I'm just saying, in your life, you will. Let's go back. Let me break down this word for you. Look at Psalm 1 and verse 3. Psalm 1 and verse 3. And it talks about the blessed man, right? So the blessed man walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners. That he doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. So what is that? Righteousness, right? The blessed man is righteous, all right? But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate. That's reverence. All right? So he's got the righteousness and the reverence. But look at verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Whatever he does shall prosper. Put up the slide for prosperity, please. The meaning of prosperity. In Psalm 1:3, I looked this up in the Hebrew, and the Hebrew word is salia. And the root of this word, look at this. It means to accomplish satisfactorily what is intended. That's what prosperity. See, you know, we let people give us the wrong. We got the world's definition of prosperity. We got, you know, and say I did that sermon a couple weeks ago, the kingdom of the devil and the kingdom of God, all right? And we got the kingdom of the devil's definition of prosperity, where we think it means, you know, fat pocketbooks, right? That's what the world has caused us to believe about prosperity. But the Hebrew word prosperity actually means that you will satisfactorily accomplish the things that you intend to accomplish. Now, that may lead to financial prosperity. I don't know how many people I see that's quitting, that's just quitting along the way, that's stopping along the way. And the reason that they're stopping is because they haven't been blessed. They get frustrated and they get quit. And they quit. But if you have the favor of God on you, then you will have prosperity on your life. And what does prosperity mean? Prosperity means that you will finish what you set out and intend to do. One of the most difficult things for me, being a brother from the hood, was going to college and finishing college. I was the first person in my family to finish college. You know how daunting of a task that was? And even though it was a little rough at first, God gave me the grace to stick with it. So what is it that God has called you to do? You know, the problem is, I don't understand why God's people quit. I realize that God speaks to our hearts and he may call us to, you know, go here or step aside for a while. Or this. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about people that are just outright quitting. Right? I told you guys about that sales manager that was trying to motivate his people. And he said that Michael Jordan never quit. And they said, no. He said that Emmitt Smith ever quit. They said, no. He said that Pookie Jackson ever quit. They said, we never heard of him. That's because he quit. Don't quit. Let the favor of God rest on you. That's why I'm trusting God, that Alpha is not going to become Omega. That God is going to send some young people. We're going to pray on that thing. Because these young people, I tell you what, let's give these young people a hand up here. They bless my heart, man. They bless my heart. It does my heart good to see young people serving God like that. Man, y'all keep serving God. That's powerful. And so God is going to accomplish whatever it is that he has put on your heart to do. Favor with God means you are prosperous and you will be able to accomplish whatever God intends for your life. There's no excuse. There's no reason. If you have God's favor, whatever it is that God puts on your heart, if you have the favor of God, then you can do it. You can do this thing, man. Don't talk yourself out of it. I never thought that I would graduate from college. And one of the reasons I didn't think I would graduate from college is because of math. I hated math in high school. And I never really got any further. Whatever the lowest level of math that I could take, I took. And even today, you know, math is not my thing. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I got a witness. But my son Daniel, this dude is bad, man. I don't know where he got that from. This guy, man, I mean, he's taking the highest level of math. And he just sits down. He got a photographic memory. He can just run this stuff off. My daughter-in-law was telling us that when they went through the military school, that she said, Daniel, he just came and he just read the book one time. She said, I stayed up night after night studying. And she said, he came in, he aced all his tests. I said, oh, my goodness. So when I got to college and I say that these math courses, I said, man, that college degree is looking slim and far in between. It was last night. I told the people sitting at my table last night at Lamont that I was going to give this illustration, right? We were at the Lamont looking out the window. Man, I tell you what, the city of Pittsburgh was lit up. Man, you could see the glory of Pittsburgh. I mean, the three rivers and the, it's a beautiful sight. It's a beautiful sight. Then all of a sudden, the fog set in. And you couldn't see anything. You could see nothing. And that's the way I was when I went to college. I saw the glory of the end, right? And then the math course fogged it all up. I told you I was going to get that in. I prayed and I asked God, God, help me to be able to get through this math course. And I did the best I could, and I got a C, and that was the best I was going to do, but I made it through. And I'm here to tell you today, that prosperity means that you will be able to accomplish whatever it is that you intend to accomplish. That's what it means. Prosperity. Let's move on. I'm going to move on to that third point so you can, is presence. The third point is that if you have the favor of God upon your life, that the presence of people around you will be blessed. Let me finish with this. Genesis 39. Let's go back there. Look at Joseph one more time. One more time before we finish. Genesis 39. Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 through 5. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. Now, who was with Joseph? The Lord. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer of his house and all that he had put in his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he made him overseer in the house that and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and the field. This heathen Egyptian was blessed because Joseph was in his house. See, boy, you better get close to somebody that got favor on them. You better know that today. You better get close to somebody that got favor. If you don't have it, get close to somebody that has it. That God blessed this heathen Egyptian, his house, his field, and everything he had because Joseph had favor. This thing, I told you, this thing, favor is powerful. Let me tell you something. You better be a godly parent. You better be righteous, reverence, and release. Because if you do that, then your family is going to be blessed. You might have the most wicked, heathen, ungodly kids in the world, but they're going to be blessed. Why? Because they're in your house. Now, the scripture is very clear about that. The scripture is clear. That one verse up there, we're not going to, if you want to throw it up there, Santino, you can throw it up there, 1 Corinthians 7, 13 through 14. And it tells you right there that even the unsaved, that if you will be in under the roof of somebody that's saved, that you will experience the sanctification of that home. You will experience the blessings of God. And then I like Psalm 23 in verse 5. It says that my cup runs over. And if your cup is spilling over, guess what? Guess what's going to happen if your cup is running over? What's going to happen? People that are around you are going to be the recipients of the blessing. I shared with you last week, and I said I wanted to make sure I got this. And I brought it back this week because I just told you last week. But I want to read it this week. That when I was in seminary, training to be a preacher, and we had absolutely nothing. I mean nothing. You talk about a man losing his dignity, not being able to provide for his family. And all I had was God. That's all I had was God. And I remember one night I went when my family was asleep, And I looked up in the sky. And I said, God, you got to know that I'm down here. I think you forgot about me, God, but you got to know that I'm down here. And I need you, God. And I just went on. Reverence him, being righteous, and releasing. And it came to Christmas time. And I wrote this down this Christmas. That my kids, because I believe God put favor on my life, and my kids were in my home. Listen to this. A man with absolutely nothing, on December 15th, a check came in for $105. On December 19th, somebody gave us a ham for a Christmas dinner. On December 20th, somebody gave us $25 for a Christmas dinner. On December 21st, some $20 came in the mail for Christmas dinner and groceries. On December 21st, two presents came from another couple. On December 22nd, God told me to give $10 to a man that was in need. I gave $10 to the man that was in need. That afternoon, God gave the $10 back to me. I received $34 for reimbursement on December 23rd. On December 23rd, a brother who was just as poor as I was gave me $5. On December 23rd, our family received a turkey. On December 23rd, we received the whole box of groceries. On December 23rd, my kids received bicycles. On December 24th, somebody gave me a check for $135. On December 24th, there were a bunch of presents outside of my door when I came home. And on December 24th, somebody gave us a ham. The day after Christmas, December 26th, I got an insurance check reimbursement for $793. Now, I'm just trying to serve God, right? But because the favor was on me and my wife, right? Guess who got blessed? Everybody in that house got blessed. My kids got bicycles, toys, presents that I didn't have the money to buy. I'm telling you about this favor. That the Bible says that when the favor of God was on Joseph, that Potiphar and all his house was blessed. That's why I'm speaking. Let me speak to parents right now. I don't care how old your children are. You know, you might be a young parent, you know, in your 20s. All right? Let me tell you something. Get the favor of God on your life. Because if you get God's favor on your life, that means your child, you might be a single parent, and you might be struggling just to be a single parent. And I guarantee you that if you will get right and if you will live right, that God will put his favor on your life, and that when your favor is on your life, yet your kids are going to be taken care of. Your kids are going to be blessed because the favor of God is on your life. Now, I talked last week at length that sometimes we might be righteous, reverence, and releasing and still have some problems. So we went through that last week. So, you know, we understand that sometimes God is doing something else and we got to work with that. So that was last week's message. But I'm talking about now. I want to talk to you just straight up, you know, from my heart to your heart, that there's no reason why you shouldn't have favor on your house and that your house be blessed. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians that even if you got unsaved people in your house, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, that those unsaved folk will be sanctified, that they will be blessed because of you. Man, why do we live our lives living for the devil? Why do we live our lives seeking after unrighteousness. And we not only miss the blessing for ourselves, but we mess it up for people around us. Because we have sought after our own selfish, sinful desires. And if we will just line up, this thing will rest on you so heavy, and you will experience it. I can share you some testimonies this month how the favor of God has just come on me and my house. And I don't want anybody to miss it. I don't want you to miss it. I want you to have this favor on your life. And God will blow you up. And I'm not talking about you being some popular person that everybody wants to be around. I'm just talking about the fact that you will have God's favor on your life, and it will be manifested in ways that you cannot believe. Man, you know, it's amazing the people that God has put me in touch with. It's just absolutely amazing. And you know, I'm not the type of guy, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not the type of guy that go around, as a matter of fact, I don't even have, Nancy Cochran said, you know, we need to get some of your business cards so that we can give them out to some of these people, the funders. I said, well, I don't even have any business cards. I don't go at preachers' conferences and stuff handing out business. I don't do that. God, you know, I look, God, now she said, well, you need to get something, Pastor. So she printed me up a bunch, and I got them back in my office now. But you don't need to seek promotion. You don't need to seek prosperity. All you need to do is seek God, and God will get you to the place where you're supposed to be. I mean, man, he just bringing all kind of people and putting me in situations and in company of people that is just unbelievable. And it's him. It's God. You know, one of the things that I see, I've seen this time and time again, people that lose their job, right? I've seen this now, and I know somebody here this morning can give a testimony and say amen. They come to the master's kitchen every Friday and serve. I knew I'd get some amens out there. Every Friday, when they was laid off or had lost their job, they was here serving in the master's kitchen. And just about to a person, God elevated them to another position. There's a brother here. Oh, amen. Hey, there's a brother here. I'm not going to mention his name, but you would know who, as soon as I tell you, you're going to know who he is. He came here faithfully and served, and now he's the head of a company. I'm talking about promotion. The favor of God. Now, is he going to do that for everybody? No, he's not going to do that for everybody. But I guarantee you that if you do what pleases God, that his favor will rest on you. And you will accomplish everything that God intends for you to accomplish. Blessed art thou, Mary, for truly you are highly favored.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Highly Favored. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, The Benefits of Favor, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request The Benefits of Favor. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request The Benefits of Favor. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.